As voters line up at the polls today to cast their ballots for president, they'll also be voting on the future of wall construction along the U.S.-Mexico border. In Arizona, where construction has ramped up over the past year, there have been frequent protests over damage to the environment and sacred sites. But as KJZZ's Kendall Blust reports from the Fronteras desk in Hermosillo, the capital of Sonora, many of those impacts are also being felt on the other side of the wall, in Mexico.
Nearly every day, John Kirk drives into a remote area of the Peloncillo Mountains in the Sky Islands region of Arizona and Sonora to shoot photographs and drone videos of huge dynamite blasts in Guadalupe Canyon.
You see this huge blast, you know, and all this dirt and boulders cascading down the mountainside.
Just a few miles from the New Mexico state line, crews contracted by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers carve wide switchbacks across the mountainside, clearing the way for new sections of 30-foot-high steel bollard wall. And Kirk says routinely toppling debris off the steep slopes into Mexico.
It's creating havoc on Mexican land, and it really needs to be stopped.
Nearly 400 miles of new wall have been built since President Donald Trump took office. In Arizona, much of that construction has taken place on federally protected lands, where demonstrators have repeatedly protested against damage to sites sacred to indigenous nations and to rivers, aquifers, and vital wildlife corridors. Harms that also affect communities south of the border.
Divides y divides a la sociedad y divides a la gente, ¿no?
Jose Ramos Arzate is mayor of Sonoita, just across the border from Arizona's Organ Pipe Cactus National Monument, where border wall construction started more than a year ago. He sees the wall as a symbol of division, ripping border communities apart and causing serious damage to the environment. He says wall construction has cut wildlife off from needed habitat and severed the Tohonatham Nation.
Yo no puedo intervenir, ¿no?
As mayor of a small border municipality, he says there's little he can do, but he's frustrated federal officials haven't intervened. So is Paulo Cuadre with the Arizona-based conservation group Sky Island Alliance.
I would expect to see a government that is fighting that battle and trying to pressure the U.S. government, especially now.
He says wall construction has already caused localized damage, but he's more concerned about the long-term consequences of borders impassable to local species.
A lot of the populations in Mexico depend on having a genetic flow of individuals moving freely across the border.
Jaguars, ocelots, mountain lions, and black bears rely on these critical migration corridors, as do Mexican wolves and bison, once extinct in Mexico and only recently recovered thanks to dedicated and costly binational efforts. Cuadri says the wall will likely cause them to die off again. He thinks Mexican officials have a responsibility to stop that kind of environmental loss.
But instead, they decided to shut up and say nothing about it. It's pretty embarrassing, honestly.
Many in Mexico were shocked when President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, known as AMLO, praised Trump for his kindness and respect during a July visit to the White House.
Con gentileza y respeto.
And AMLO has continued to stay mum on the border wall, telling reporters in September that he wouldn't comment until U.S. elections were over. Jesus Velasco, an expert on U.S.-Mexico relations at Tarleton State University in Texas, says AMLO is avoiding conflict with U.S.
But now Mexico has become the wall.
Mexico has deployed its National Guard and other resources to turn back U.S.-bound migrants and has allowed tens of thousands of asylum seekers back into Mexico to await U.S. hearings. That acceptance of immigration enforcement policies is a far cry from the highly critical stance AMLO took in his book Oye Trump, published before he took office in 2018. But Velasco says it's not easy to have such a rich and powerful country as a neighbor, especially after Trump threatened tariffs on Mexico if it didn't crack down on immigration.
It's an economic decision with consequences, of course. With consequences.
Sonoran biologist Mario Siret says those consequences have scarred Mexico's borderlands, but he hopes some of that damage can be reversed in time.
Ecosystems are very impact resilient. If you do something to the ecosystem itself will do something to come back to its natural phase.
For that to happen, though, he says border wall construction would have to stop, and at least some of the walls that have gone up would have to come back down. Kendall Blust, KJZZ News, Hermosillo.